Work well. Are you there, Aparajita?
Yes.
That's working fine. Thank and Fiona?
You. Yes.
Oh, fine and dandy. Maybe get a bit closer to the microphone there. Is that...
Is that better?
Oh, no, it's not. Wait, hold on a second. Try again.
Oh, is that better?
There you go. Somebody's played around with the microphones over here. We've got the different numbers set up. All right, so... Aparajita and Fiona are here from Linking Leads. As you mentioned, it's a new organisation, just kind of come together since September. I was particularly interested to have these guys come into the studio because I know very well. We end up visiting the hospital quite a fair bit with a number of different people that I advise on diet and diet-related issues. And in one case, there's a gentleman who's gone to the hospital. He doesn't want to take the medication that's on offer. And the conversation every 3 months whenever going back to see the specialist always returns to the medication. And there's been a certain frustration for him in terms of looking at other things other than simply medication as an avenue to better health. And I was very interested, I was very surprised and happy to hear that this organisation, Linking Leads, have come together to help with a new term called social prescribing. So whilst we've heard about prescribing, pharmaceutical drugs, etc., this term social prescribing leads to the kind of idea of... let me open this up to either yourself, Fiona, or Aparajita, to kind of give a better explanation for what that is. So what does social prescribing mean, please?
So the aim of the social prescribing service is to connect people to activities in their community in order to benefit overall health and well-being. So it's based on the belief that everyone can live a fulfilled life, but sometimes people need a bit of help to achieve this. So what we're trying to do is link people to communities to help support their resilience and independence and just promote good physical and mental health.
So what kind of activities or what kind of things would
that
involve?
It could be absolutely anything. So you might come through to the service for if you wanted to get a bit fitter, if you wanted to have a bit of exercise, if you wanted to join a singing group, anything to do with employment, getting back to work, getting in touch with the right people for debt advice, looking at healthy eating, physical activity, any sort of creative groups, anything in the community, absolutely anything at all that you might have an interest in that might help support your well-being.
Okay, and so this is really big because one thing when we talk about vulnerable people, particularly the elderly, they can often be isolated, and this can have massive consequences upon mental health, physical health, as well as just kind of a desire to live, I think. So this is something that you're doing to kind of fill that side of things.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So Linking Leads, why was it formed? What was the kind of thinking behind creating this
So network? Originally there were three social prescribing services across Leeds which were called Connect for Health, Connect Well and PEP, the Patient Empowerment Project. What happened was the commissioners for the Leeds services all came together as one commissioning group and rightly so thought that bringing the services together would give us a fully equal service across Leeds because they all ran slightly differently. So that was basically what happened. The three services came together. Community Links are the lead provider in the partnership, but also it brings in Feel Good Factor, Better Leeds Communities, Barker, Leeds Mind, Leeds Irish Health and Homes and Age UK Leeds. So across those services, we've got over 10 years experience of social prescribing. So it's a really good fountain of knowledge to bring this service to make it a really good, successful service across Leeds.
Okay. And so people can access the service contacting you directly. They can, what's the term? They can self-refer themselves.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Or indeed, it might be that doctors or medical professionals may refer patients to you.
Yeah.
In what kind of scenarios does that happen?
So basically, they can do either self-referrals, referring themselves, or either a GP can refer them, or any other health professional like nurses or even receptionists can say, understanding the need. That okay, it's a non-clinical issue, so maybe we need to refer you to a social prescriber, well-being coordinator, as well-being coordinators are based everywhere across Leeds in any GP practice now, and seeing them in community services and community hubs as well. So,
Are all GPs, do you feel that there's a good awareness of social prescribing and these things amongst GPs and medical professionals?
Yeah, it's... every GP has access to a social prescriber, and certainly at the minute we're working our way around all the practices to let them know about all the services that is available. Because they've all been working slightly different, there's been different models throughout the city, so we're just bringing it all together now to make sure that every surgery and every member of staff in the surgery knows that they can access the social prescribing service.
Right, so it's more like everybody should be aware, but we're trying to make every people more aware.
No. Yeah, absolutely. Right. Yeah.
Okay. So, Apraji, could you maybe give us an example of, obviously giving away no names, but maybe give us an example of a case study or somebody that you've helped? Or
yeah, basically, if when a person comes, we obviously understand the need, and the need might vary from the first assessment. When we have the first assessment with the person, they might say that, okay, we have... we are suffering from social isolation because obviously we are elderly and isolated at home and quite lonely. But that can also bring into the interest and hobbies, that what kind of interest and hobbies that person can have. Maybe they are more into, they like singing, or they want to join a chair-based exercise class. Hmm. So based on the need, we'll connect them and find those services in the locality so that they don't have to travel much and get connected to those places.
Okay. And how much do these services cost? What's the price?
It's a free service, basically. It's no cost at all. But sometimes some services can take, like, contributory fee of £1 or £2 based on how they run. But most of the services are free of charge.
Okay. So so essentially what you're saying is if there's somebody who's... let's give the example of somebody who's elderly. They're somewhat isolated.
Yep.
They may have, I don't know, let's say movement issues.
Yeah.
They would benefit from you know, exercise, or from, as you're saying, dancing or singing classes, if that's what they wanted to do. What would they do? They would simply just get in touch with you, or be referred by a GP, get in touch with you, and you would find them a relevant group to join.
Yeah, basically, yeah. What is the interest? That's what we'll know first. And then also, what is the financial thing around him or her as well? Like, we do attendance allowance. We will understand that, okay, they might want to join groups, but there is also financial implications in terms of transport. They can't reach that place because obviously they have got mobility issues,
right,
walking to that place. So maybe they can take a taxi there. So then we'll work around, okay, a financial crisis is there, so maybe they need attendance allowance sorted. So then we'll again try to understand where can we sort that out, where are services like CAP, Citizens Advice Bureau, or welfare rights will come in place. So we basically don't do the support work, but we will connect them to the services who can help them get things sorted in a holistic way.
All right, interesting. I think that word holistic is really, really important. And you know, we can't, I don't think we can suggest that looking at somebody who's got multiple problems, maybe elderly, etc., that we can simply give them a single pill and the problems are going away. You know, maybe the pill might help in certain regards, but there's a whole host of wider factors that we need to address. And I feel that we haven't been really addressing them that well, at least in this country, for the last while. So, you know, guys, I mean, you know, mental health, physical health, it's all connected. It's fundamentally important that we have bodies, they need to move. We have vocal cords, they need to be used. I say the statement often on pretty much every show, multiple times: if you can talk, you can sing; if you can walk, you can dance; and if you've got hands, you can clap. And if you do any one of those three things, you're going to feel better.
Absolutely.
And it sounds like you're providing an avenue to do those three things, maybe all at the same time.
That's it. And I think it's really important as well that we are able to provide the time for people to actually have that conversation and identify what needs there are. So where you might have 10 minutes with your GP, you can have up to an hour and a half with the wellbeing coordinator.
Right.
So you've got a really in-depth conversation to find out actually what the real wants and needs are of that person, and have a really such a thorough plan together that will help people to make those small steps to get there to the end goal. Mm. And we can work with people in whatever need there is with that. Like Pajid says, we're not support workers, but ultimately, if we find the right group for you, but you're a bit too anxious or nervous to go to that group, we can come with you for that first appointment.
Oh, really? Wow.
So we can support you there. That's about as much as we would be involved with, but we can get you through that door to that first point, because it's really all about empowering people to make their own choices and decisions, but acknowledging that people need a bit of support to get there.
Great stuff. Great stuff. Well, let's play a song, and we'll come back and get a bit more detail from Fiona and Aparajita about linking leads. This one is Rackstar and First Man. It's another new one for 2019. I do love it, so damn.
Yo, it's money. Rackstar, First Man. هني من قدام هني من قدام هني من قدام هني من قدام هني كان ديما نقول كار قول كار اتسلى راس ولا سمو ستار ناكر ما وضع حال جال بوتيا او كان دي هور داس هور كي ما داس 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 بالا كده رندي 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 Or chi me da sa, c'ho weekend e a palla che de rende. It's non stop a paccare nei bende. Angie hello, non sare kende. When I'm with the team then, but why depende. Te racco i hackney, te postpone me like an update.
Can't do it.
Gori candy chap day.
Chap day fate.
M, for vingo la e. Miracle, damn, any. Miracle, damn, any. Miracle, damn, any. Miracle, damn, any.
Time and I visker. I will make you feel like a teaser. And I don't got time for these fakers. Daddy made it sharp, real sharp like a razor. You talk too much, why you being such a liar? All guys getting jealous, we be spinning fire. Jealous, na ho, I'm embarrassed, na ho. Take it out, shopping, chalo, Paris, chalo. Ro-ro ke bura haal kiya. Tu pushta raha, thoda maal diya. Wait karta raha, pura saal diya. And end of story, tujhe maar diya.
Mere cold, damn, any. Mere cold, damn, any. Mere Henny, make a damn Henny, make a damn Henny, make a damn Henny, make a damn Henny.
Damn, Rackstar and First Man. Miracle damn Henny, huh? Damn. Right, we're here with, we've still got Aparajita and Fiona. I've not let them leave the studio yard. I'm like, you can't leave just now. You've got to give us a little bit more, before you bounce. So, I guess it'd be interesting, just for the listeners, obviously, to know, you know, contact details, how they can get in touch with you, how we can connect, really.
Yeah, definitely. So, if you want a bit more information about linking leads, you can go onto the Community Links website. And on there is a link under services for linking leads. But also, if you just Google linking leads, it comes up with it as well. It's, you can get through to the hub directly at the Regional Centre on 0113 336 7612, where we can give you any information that you might need and support you in the right direction. If you want to access the service through your GP surgery, you can give them a ring. They can get you in touch with the wellbeing coordinator, or if you're happening to go and see your GP or anybody based there, just ask them, really, right. And they'll put you in touch with the right people. It's any which way works fine.
Okay, great. So you're based in Chapel Town Regional Centre. The organisation's called Linking Leads. But, you know, if you look for Regional Centre, Chapel, you know, Linking Leads, you should be able to find
it. Community Links, Linking Leads will be the most direct route.
Okay, great. Aparajita, any final words?
Yeah, basically we look after people 16 plus, So anybody can come to our door and we will make sure that they are sorted in terms of any social need, any non-clinical needs.
Yeah.
So we work around family.
So that's right. So I mean, I kind of maybe led this conversation down the vulnerable elderly kind of example of a conversation. But it's not just the elderly that you cover. It's literally all people from all walks of life.
Yeah, it's open door policy for anybody 16 plus.
Okay, lovely. Mm-hmm.
And we can do the support work as well via email, over the phone. If it doesn't work for people, if they work to get to the GP for a certain time and appointment, we can use that email function to be able to give them the right information they need.
Okay, great. Well, ladies, it's been an absolute pleasure having you guys come in. Obviously, all the guys out there can't see what I'm seeing, but I can see two very, very kind, thoughtful people in front of me. And all I would suggest is, you know, if you think it might make sense for you or for somebody that you love, just get them in touch, have the conversation. Another big thing that we just mentioned there, you know, you're dealing with GPs and doctors, they are so pressed for time. They have such a long list of people that they need to contact. They've got so much to do in their day. Even grabbing 10 minutes with them can feel like a privilege. But really, these things need time to be discussed. You know, often people don't even know potentially what kind of things might help them, although they might need. So just sitting down with a paragita, you know, one of the well-being coordinators, and explaining to them what you're about, explaining to them, you know, some of the things that you might be interested in or you've done in the past, might help Aparajita and Fiona and the Linking Leads team to come up with some ideas that you haven't considered before, that can have some transformative and powerful effects upon yourself or your family's lives. So once again, thank you so much, guys, for coming
explaining
to us a little bit about what you do. I hope, you know, as you go and things develop, you won't forget us and you might come down and give us a little update as to what you've been up to.
We'll come back.
The good work you've been doing. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
We're
going to
break
much.
For this little message from our sponsors and we'll be back with you in just a ticket.
News and views only on 107.3 FM.
क्या भूख लगी है? कुछ चटपटा खाने को दिल कर रहा है? Then why not try Salt and Pepper? Amazing Chinese dishes. Try our chicken wings or finger-licking king prawns, chow mains to sweet and sour, or our fabulous salt and pepper dishes. 10% discount for online orders at saltandpepperleeds.co.uk. 100% halal, open 7 days, 5 till 8, at 1 Stanley Road, Armley. LS 12 3AS. Call on Leeds 263 8886. Go on, spoil your family today with Salt and Pepper. Mmm.
Are you aged between 40 and 74? Did you know you are entitled to a free NHS health check at your local GP practice? An NHS health check is designed to spot the early signs of stroke, kidney disease, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, or certain types of dementia. As we get older, we have a higher risk of developing one of these conditions. At your local GP practice, a nurse will take your blood pressure, height, weight, and a blood test. We'll discuss how you can reduce your risks by assessing your lifestyle. Speak to your GP surgery or visit nhs.uk/NHS health check because your health really does matter.
जब चाहिए स्किप आपको छोटी बड़ी या मीडियम सिटी स्किप्स का नाम बस याद रहे
सिटी स्किप्स जल्दी जल्दी ड्रॉप अप जल्दी जल्दी पिक अप फॉर बिजनेसेस रेस्टोरेंट्स टेकअवेज होम्स एंड वेडिंग हॉल्स सिटी स्किप्स आपके लिए हर दम आफ्टर द ह्यूज सक्सेस इन ब्रैडफोर्ड नाउ इन लीड्स
स्पेशल ऑफर कोड फीवर FM फॉर £5 डिस्काउंट
कॉल इब्रार एट सिटी स्किप्स ऑन लीड्स 307-1109. That's Leeds 307-1109. City Skips.
If you rent your home from the council or a housing association, it's a legal right for you and your loved ones to live in a well-maintained and safe home. If not, and you've reported a problem that's not been fixed, you could be entitled to compensation. North One solicitors could help you claim for mould, damp, leaks, rotten windows, roofing problems and more. Call North One solicitors on Leeds 249 8478 and one of our solicitors could help start your no-win, no-fee claim. For all your housing disrepair needs, make North One solicitors your number one choice. Visit northonesolicitors.co.uk.
Looking to boost your business income? Then look no further. You can advertise your business every hour, every 2 hours, or every 4 hours for 1, 3, 6, or 12 months. Simply pay as you go. Call us today for a free quote on 0788 170 1133. Don't delay. Start promoting your wonderful business every day to thousands of listeners. Fever FM, simply untouchable advertising.
Calling all SMEs. Don't miss out on a fantastic government funding opportunity. Up to £10,000 for website development, apps, social media campaigns, and number one on Google search. Limited funding for Yorkshire-based businesses, first come, first served. Call today on Leeds 204-7755 or visit wtstechnologies.co.uk. WTS Technologies, your local web and marketing experts.
Did you know that you can message Fever FM anytime by
Twitter at Fever_FM,
Facebook at Fever FM,
Instagram at Fever FM 107.3.
Social media sponsored by Inner East Community Committee.
Fever FM, bigger and better every day.
This is Fever on 107.3 FM or Fever FM, coming to you right across Leeds and across the world on www.radioasianfever.co.uk.
Hey girl, you know it. Tera bichha main kare na kyun. Hey girl, come show me. Mainu kare to kyun ignore.
Mamacita,
ay papi.
Mamacita,
ay papi.
Mamacita,
ay papi.
Que pasa, bonita?
Mamacita,
ay papi.
Mamacita,
ay papi.
Mamacita,
ay papi.
Que pasa?
Mwah. Teri body insane like your body. Kanu kare complain to jaane zaane. Dasi dene tenu load hai ki kaane. I will provide it and you will like it.
Mera lifestyle is sick but you fit it. Menu kare crazy teri fit it. Teri so tight wanna hit it. All the girls tell me que tu lit it. Parle français, mi no parle français. Asi kade hai ke menu french tu. Kendi sir no padh ke ama señorita. Kere galat fami je paya tu.
Mamacita,
ay papi.
Mamacita,
ay papi.
Mamacita,
ay papi.
Que pasa, bonita?
Mamacita,
ay papi.
Mamacita,
ay papi.
Mamacita,
ay papi.
Que pasa?
Give me cara, explain my life, no easy. Men who wonder on the show, the life is busy. Who took out a dummy call him, I know AZ. He wants to take me, take a Dubai. Call his turn to me, he go to the car.
Parle français, mais non parle français. Assez cadet, que mais non French et tout. Quelqu'un dit c'est de nous parler, que ma señorita. Que des galettes de famille, je paye à tout.
Mamacita,
ay papi.
Mamacita,
ay papi.
Mamacita,
ay papi.
Que pasa, bonita?
Mamacita,
ay papi.
Mamacita,
ay papi.
Mamacita,
ay papi.
Kanu ke vi mamacita, main ta kudi Punjab bina ji. Meethi gala I don't need that, sidhi gal main kara ji. Suniya vi tu vi hai the finest, main vi hai meri sher di highness. Je tu kare na vi pyar mainu baby, tenu kare na pa vi get in silence.
Mamacita,
ay papi.
Mamacita,
ay papi.
Mamacita,
ay papi.
Que pasa, bonita?
Mamacita,
ay papi.
Mamacita,
ay papi.
Mamacita,
ay papi.
Que pasa,
bonita?
Summer Blake featuring Ramit Sandhu, ay papi. Good energy, Yar. Good energy. It was interesting, that wasn't it? Having the ladies from Linking Leeds pop in, talk a little bit about that organisation and its good work. It's worthwhile saying as well that, you know, obviously this is the Fuel Poverty Show, that if you do have concerns around that, these guys will be able to help you out too. So not only will they look at the heating costs and insulation and all of that, those factors, they will, but they'll also look at, you know, the other sides and other angles that perhaps, you know, that perhaps your doctors might not be considering, or your medical profession might not be considering, because they're more focused on the They're more focused on the medical side of things, like the pharmaceutical side, the pharmacological side of things. These people will look more at the what people might regard as touchy-feely areas. But also, just in a more general concept, they're looking at, you know, your well-being from every other angle, essentially, not the pharmaceutical one. So they would also be able to advise you about keeping your house warm, keeping costs low, making sure that you're not living in a damp, cold home during the winter months. It's very, very important. Adala Gujar Saab from Hyde Park, Chak Savari, Shamil Hair, Hamari Karakrame, saying a big, big salam, Sasikal, and a must day to all the Fever family, Fever crew, and that includes you. So as I say, this is the Fuel Poverty Show. We were hoping to have Dr. Moen to do a bit of a discussion around that, but it seems that won't be possible. Anyway, the kind of things that we need to cover. I'll cover a little bits and bats for you in between playing you a few tracks for the last half an hour or so. The single biggest thing that you can do potentially to save money in terms of your fuel bills on average across the board would be to switch energy suppliers if you haven't done that already, or you haven't fixed your charge for the year. It's on average £300 plus is the amount that you could save just by switching energy supplier. I also should say that you can choose the energy supplier of your choice, you know, so you could choose a green energy supplier or one that fits your kind of ethics and ideas. Leaving radiators on is something we discussed a little bit about, Yard, but leaving radiators on a low level is an okay strategy. It's a good strategy if you have a well-insulated home. If your home is not well-insulated, that strategy might just end up costing you a lot more than turning the radiators on when you return home, or just before you return home in the evening, you know, setting the timer switch on there. So there's a little bit of a question about the insulation level with regards to that. And also, other little tips about keeping the house warm: leave space in front of the radiators, let the heat, you know, the warmth of the radiators heat up the air and emanate across the entire room, rather than just getting trapped behind sofas and chairs and the such like. So there are a few tips there. Thermostats generally advised to be about 18 to 20 degrees. Some people turn that down when they go to bed at night. Apparently, lower temperatures are better for sleeping in. But normally about 18 to 20 degrees is the comfortable temperature within a house. Any more above that, it starts to get a bit too much, and any more under that, and you start to get just a little bit too cold. You've got to bear in mind that governments are on a drive, and will be as well in the next few years, to insulate the houses as much as possible. It helps with reducing CO2 emissions. It helps with reducing imports of gas and fuel. It helps in reducing your costs. It helps in terms of reducing the number of people who have the feeling of being in cold homes late at night. So it's all round a good thing to do to make sure that houses are insulated fully, properly, and as far as possible. And there are government schemes around to help you do that. Again, perhaps people like Linking Leeds, but certainly Age UK, Care and Repair, Green Doctors, Leap, all these organizations would look at to help you in terms of insulating your old homes as far as possible. It's also worthwhile knowing that water bills are increasing as well. There's other things that are coming into this mix. So other things that are increasing in cost make the cost of fuel even more unpalatable. So it's important that you get a handle of your fuel costs, get it down as far as possible, reduce your CO2 emissions or your fuel consumption as much as possible. And that will have benefits all round, not just for you, but for society at large. So let's play you this next track by Raj Ranjad and JSL Singh. It is, of course, Tommy.
Selfiyan khich di haunt badi lag di fikar teri tani pai ni koi dil jeet na gaana kar le ni model bani pai
नी लगदा मिक्स करिए रब ने हाय ऐश करी नानी नी लग तेरे पतले वास्ते बनिया टॉमी दिया जीना नी नी लग तेरे पतले वास्ते बनिया टॉमी दिया जीना नी नी लग तेरे पतले वास्ते बनिया होके मोफलोज जैकटा पाउंदी हपटबुल रखिया करन नू रखी सुनिया ऑफ रोड गदी चौंकी तेरे ली जीप कटा ली खाखी कैमोफ्लॉज जैकटा पाउंदी हपटबुल रखिया करन नू रखी सुनिया ऑफ रोड गदी चौंकी तेरे ली जीप कटा ली खाखी रात नू तड़के तेरे ली तड़के यार दा सीना नी नी लग तेरे पतले वास्ते बनिया टॉमी दिया जीना नी नी लग तेरे पतले वास्ते बनिया टॉमी दिया जीना नी नी लग तेरे पतले वास्ते बनिया इंस्टा हो गया ओवरलोड फोटवा चकवियां चकवियां पाउंदी ठुकदा लाइक ते कुड़िए लाइक स्लोमो विच तू क्लिप जाते पाउंदी इंस्टा हो गया ओवरलोड फोटवा चकवियां चकवियां पाउंदी ठुकदा लाइक ते कुड़िए लाइक स्लोमो विच तू क्लिप जाते पाउंदी छड़ वाल सूट दे नाल शौल पश्चिमी नानी नी लग तेरे पतले वास्ते बनिया टॉमी दिया जीना नी नी लग तेरे पतले वास्ते बनिया टॉमी दिया जीना नी नी लग तेरे पतले वास्ते बनिया टॉमी दिया जीना नी नी लग तेरे पतले वास्ते बनिया
स्वामी. Seems like everybody's obsessed by jeans nowadays. You know, jeans and luxe. It's all over the Desi music scene at the minute, isn't it, G? Shalom. Well, it's been an interesting couple of hours. We're reaching the last 15 minutes of the show. Had Imran Mughal on earlier on, who was talking about his round the world journeys on by bike. You know, cycled thousands of miles, that lad. You know, he's been round the world too. You know, he got some great stories, yeah, like great stories about that. But interestingly, he's turned plant-based the last month. Seems to be, you know, praising its benefits. Says he's feeling really good, really healthy, you know, really energized. Just generally all round good. Do you know what, guys? I've got to tell you, everybody that we recommend the diet to, any friends, whatever, they actually give it a go, because most people don't. Yeah, out of every five people that you speak to, maybe one person will. All the people that do benefit, yeah. Every one of them within a few days comes back and goes, you know, states a clear benefit as to what's going on. The further that you go down there, the more benefits you can see. We've got a friend at the moment, she's gone raw. She's not doing this for the rest of her life. She's doing raw food for a few weeks and she's doing so well. So well, it's clear. It's clear. Experience is the greatest teacher, my friends. Malik Muhammad, Imtiaz Saar, Bradford 3 is flashing through, saying a big, big salam, Sussikal, and a must day to all the Fever family, all the Fever crew. That means Yuji, Hanji. Absolutely. So, as I say, we're talking a bit about fuel poverty. Linking Leeds, obviously we had Asparagita, Aparajita, can't talk today, wellbeing coordinator, and Fiona, locality manager from Linking Leeds. It's an organisation I think it's worthwhile you knowing about. Google it, what have you. They provide free services, social services to engage people of all ages, and basically with the idea of getting people healthy for all the other things outside of the kind of pharmaceutical prescriptions. So much more to do with social things, exercising, singing, etc., etc. It's the way we want things to go, G. It's the way that we want things to go. So find out a little bit about them. Check them out if need be. There may be you, yourself, or it may be somebody in your family that can benefit greatly from it. It's a free service. It sounds fantastic. Check it out and see what you can do with it. What else was I going to say? So fuel poverty as well. And again, with regards to fuel poverty, these guys will be able to point you in the right direction, get the right people involved. And if there's any grants to be had...